special favor of Allah.
A beautiful example, a beautiful narration about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that great personality that today millions and millions and millions of Hanafis, they follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Who was Imam Abu Hanifa? How did he used to treat his neighbors? Let me mention this to you today, inshallah. It's mentioned that in Kufa, a sinful individual would live in the neighborhood of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. This individual, during the day he would go and work, and in the evening he would come back, he would have some food to eat, and then he would drink alcohol. He would drink so much alcohol that he would become intoxicated. He used to shout the whole night. He used to disturb the neighbors the whole night. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was that great personality. Today we don't read our namaz, we don't read our 5 times namaz. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would stand for worship during the night as well. That was this great personality, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. It's mentioned that when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi would stand in worship during the night, this individual, due to his shouting, due to him disturbing the neighbors, he would also disturb Imam Abu Hanifa. But Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he would remain occupied in worshipping Allah, occupied in doing reading salah in the court of Allah, reading the Quran. One day what happened? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, as per usual, he's reading his namaz, he's reading his salah. But that night, he hears no sound. He hears no disturbance. He doesn't hear that person that normally would shout on a nightly basis that would disturb the neighborhood of that time. No. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, now think to yourself, if that was our condition, what would we do? And God, we do the shukr of Allah, Ya Allah, that person is gone from this society. Ya Allah, we thank you that this person even didn't disturb us last night. That would be our response. But the next day, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he asked his khadim, that individual that makes so much noise at night, where is he gone today? He's not made no noise at night this time. He's made not disturb me during the night this time. Where is he gone? Find out what's happened to that person. So that individual, that his khadim, he went and he found out that the individual got arrested by the police and he was locked up in jail. So he told Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi that your neighbor who used to disturb you the whole night on a nightly basis, he's got arrested and he's now in jail. If it was us again, what would we do? Ya Allah, we thank you. This individual that would disturb us, make so much noise and disturb us, he's locked up in jail. Thank God. And we would sit down. But Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he went and he prayed his Salatul Fajr with Jamaat. And then he went to the Caliph of the time. When the Caliph, his Hadimeen, his slaves told him that so-and-so person, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, has come to meet you. The Caliph got so happy, he said, go quickly, bring him in. Bring him in with respect as well. And bring him to me. So it's mentioned that Imam Abu Hanifa visited the Caliph. The Caliph said, Huzur, how can I help you? You're such a great personality. How can I help you? What could I do for you as a Caliph of our time? What could I do for you? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, that my so-and-so neighbor, he's been locked up. Please release him. Think to yourself, before I continue, I'll say the same thing again. If we were in that situation, we would be like, thank God that person's been arrested. But Imam Abu Hanifa, he's gone to the Caliph of his time to get that person released who would cause Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi so much problem, so much trouble, so much disturbance he would cause to Imam Abu Hanifa during the night whilst he used to worship. So he said to the Caliph that allow him to be released. The Caliph, because he respected Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, okay, he told his soldiers that release so and so person. And because of Imam Abu Hanifa, all those people that you have captured today, for the sake of him, release them all today. So it's mentioned that all the people that were arrested that day, they were all released. And the neighbor of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he was released. Now Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he was going back home. And his neighbor was following him. Imam Abu Hanifa is walking and his neighbor is following him. The neighbor says, Huzur, thank you so much. You've saved me from this great problem. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi then said to him, that, oh young man, did I cause any trouble to you? Meaning, you are following me now, did I cause you any trouble that you are following me? The young man said, no. But you have helped me getting me released. May Allah reward you for taking care of the respect of your neighbor. And it's mentioned, listen to the next part. Imam Abu Hanifa, due to his blessings, that young man that was released, that would cause a lot of trouble to Imam Abu Hanifa, because of this great act by Imam Abu Hanifa, he repented of all his sins. He stopped drinking alcohol. He stopped disturbing his neighbors. He started to worship in the court of Allah.